Do not adjust your MP3 player. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control.
Omega oil is good for rheumatism, so they declare. And olive oil is good upon a salad, also on the hair. Though we know that castor oil always cures the pain, banana oil is something new. So just let me explain. When he tells you, I adore you, that's banana oil. And she answers, I'll die for you, that's banana oil. He says, when I buy the stone, what a handsome ring you'll own. But the only ring she gets is on the telephone.
You're the first boy ever kissed me.
That's banana oil. And I wonder if you miss me. More banana oil. He says I'll do right by Nell. Mother thinks that's simply swell. But Dad is wise and he knows right well. That's banana oil. Now Standard Oil is always advertising, we know that so. They claim their oil is far more popular than any kind we know. But there is still another oil, seems to rank supreme. It's what we call banana oil. I'll tell you what I mean. When a girl says I'm just 20, that's banana oil. And of money Dad has plenty, that's banana oil. I wonder what's become of maids used to wear their hair in braids when you took them dancing, ordered only lemonade.
Yes, my hair is naturally curly.
That's banana oil.
And I've got to be home early.
More banana oil. Who says girls hate new clothes to wear? Who says older men won't stare? And who says our moms don't bob their hair? That's banana oil.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and welcome to this podcast. This series is what I call Banana Oil, just like the song states. We poke fun at life in general, politics, parody tunes, and some really old-time radio, silly adult theme shows.
Because I just love farming, more banana oil. Now here's one thing I'll tell you what. Big oil men I've met a lot, but the only oil those birds have got is just banana oil.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no E's, .com.
You're listening to a presentation brought to you by Mystery Play Internet Radio.
Disclaimer. The material and comments presented in this podcast
do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the producer and the provider. And about half the world.
One of my own. Now I sit at home alone and hear them dish the dirt. But all that I can hear is
BP anyway. So in 5 seconds we'll know if this works or not. Well, actually we won't. Alright, ready? Check it out.
CBS presents this program in color.
hear that thing.
Oh. Well. Picture us playing Echo and the Bunnymen Lips Like Sugar.
Ah.
That must mean that it's time for the radio dance show. Yeah. And you know who that star is, right?
No.
Radio dance.
That's it? Yeah, that's not a good idea. No, put your headphones on. It's a nice idea, though. I like that. But,
lips like sugar. Lips like sugar.
All right.
Just when you think
I hate to cut you off, but actually the audience implores me to do so. Welcome, everybody. It is time for the Radio Dan Show. I am your host, Radio Dan.
Woohoo!
And here on the program, what we do is we sit here for one hot hour, and we talk about pop culture. We talk about the more meaningful things in life. We talk about movies and television and radio and whatever the hell else I damn well feel like talking about.
That's true.
I will not be entombed by my own show.
Very good.
And
you know,
wait, I'm sorry. Before you go on, I'd like to introduce my sidekick, intern Jessica.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
You like that?
Yeah.
Go ahead, say hello.
Should we ask the audience to chime in?
Oh, sure. If anyone can actually hear our sound effects tonight, please let me know. I have a feeling that you cannot.
And why is that?
Because the Oddcast is being a bitch. So,
how about a bastard? Why does it have to be a bitch?
Because most bastards you can reason with.
Bitches you can't?
No. Bitches are crazy. Bitches be crazy. That's why you gotta slap a bitch. You know, it's really wrong for me to talk that way right after the Straight Razor Radio Show where they tell you how to act and be civilized.
I know how to get a girl.
Yes.
You should really listen to them.
Yes, I should. But I do, actually. I'm here from 8 to 9. I should really just take notes.
Really? Because I could have sworn...
Uh-huh.
I heard snoring.
No. See, you're just thinking about earlier in the day when you were telling me about, you know, something that happened to you at work or something. Usually whenever you speak for an extended period of time, that's when, you know, I get a little on the tired side.
You like to pretend that you don't think I am interesting or funny, and
no.
Everybody knows that you do. Or else I wouldn't be here.
All right. Well, anyway, here's what I like to do on the program to start off the big show. I take the most precious thing that I have in my life, which is it my child?
No.
Is it my faith?
No.
No, it's my radio show.
My faith.
That's pathetic. And what I do is I turn it over recklessly to the intern. And I say, Intern Jessica.
Why, yes, Radio Dan.
Is there anything that's on your mind this evening?
Yes. Do you know what's on my mind this evening?
Oh, please tell me it's more than your hair. Go ahead.
Movies.
Oh, well, that fits in with the theme of the show, so go right ahead.
Specifically, independent movies.
Okay.
Like film festival movies.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what film festival is going to be in our area shortly?
I'm going to take a wild and crazy guess that it is the Fort Lauderdale Film Festival.
Well, you're close. It's the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's the world's longest film festival.
Yes, it is. It's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yes, it is.
And talk about taking something that doesn't have a lot going for it and stretching it out way too long.
Well, you know, there's approximately 200 movies, so they damn well better have it go for, like, you know, a month.
Well, maybe they should be a little more selective. How about that?
No, maybe you should make a damn movie and get it in there.
Oh, well, you know, that's where Life of Riley is going to be screening, by the way.
Life of Riley?
Yes, the Charles Nelson Reilly movie.
Oh, are we ever going to get him on?
He is waiting for around the time that his movie screens there to be on the show, which is October 26th and 27th, so hopefully around then we'll get him on.
You know what we have to do then? We have to make some flyers, and we have to go down to the film festival.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's at different movie theaters, right?
Well, I know where both of his are screening, at the Cinema Paradiso. Which I know just about everyone who listens to this is not in South Florida. That's an old converted church.
Oh, it's awesome. Except for the fact that right in the middle where it's, like, perfect to sit is a big walkway.
Yes, exactly. It's like a huge, 10-foot-wide aisle so there really isn't any center seating.
We should definitely do that. We'll make some flyers. Maybe okay. We'll call some of Paradiso and, like, pay them to advertise with it.
Oh,
And put some information for us and the... Because you get a lot of artsy kids, and that's kind of what we'd like to get, pop culture people and people in the know about indie films and things along that line. So anyway, it starts Monday, and it runs all the way till November 14th.
Uh-huh.
And I have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 movies to give a little background for it. That's my segment.
Okay, so your segment today, you're going to highlight some movies in the Fort Lauderdale Film Festival.
That is correct.
Now, the beauty of this is that these may be films that are coming to wherever anyone else is around the world.
Exactly. When's the Toronto Film Festival? Isn't that just passed?
So the Toronto Film Festival was back in early September, and that's where they played the Death of the President movie.
Oh, that's true.
That's a big film festival. That's one that we should probably go to one day.
Yeah, you know what? We're totally gonna crash at Brad's house.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
So just clean up a little, okay? Before we get there. Also, Brad mentioned in the chat room that the church converted into a movie theater might have a hanging Jesus to block the picture, but it doesn't. But we will get to a Jesus picture later on in the show. Not dealing with that, but dealing with our experiences yesterday and having a Jesus picture face us all day long. Until, for some strange reason,
good Lord,
I disappeared.
yes.
But yeah.
Brad also mentions how Borat was at the Toronto Film Festival. By the way, we already saw Borat.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that awesome?
I know. And people have been talking about this for weeks, and we have seen it for weeks.
Yeah.
Like that.
That was awesome.
We kick ass.
Brad, hide your porno, Brad. Sorry. All right, so let's get into the film festival.
Please, get into the film festival.
Okay, well, it seems as though a movie called Volver...
Oh, okay, that's the new Pedro Almodovar film.
Yes, with Penelope Cruz.
Yes.
Which, just on a side note, it's Spanish for to return, Volvar. So does that mean that Volvo is I return?
No, Volvo is a boxy car.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And it's not Spanish.
Okay. The first film I'm going to talk about is Baba's Cars.
Baba's... Okay, this sounds fantastic already.
Right?
Baba's Cars.
It's a Swedish action comedy, and... No. Listen.
Oh, it sounds great. A Swedish action comedy. Who wouldn't want to see that?
It's a wild Swedish action comedy in which the theft of an old Cadillac sets off a series of crazy happenings.
All right.
This movie boasts a shocking opening sequence Quentin Tarantino would envy.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Oh, goodness.
Wow, so maybe we should check out Baba's Cars as well.
You know, I don't know. Is watching a movie that, could be good or might be good worth the $20,000 it costs to get into a damn film festival movie?
Well, no, they are expensive. I think it's like $9 or $10 to see any of these movies.
It's so ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous.
You know, these movies don't cost these people anything. These are people's movies that cost like 2 cents, and it's almost like it should be cheaper than regular.
Because
there's so much more risk of it being bad.
Right.
You know, it's like we've turned the B-movies into more... The B-movies are now the ones that are more money when it's back.
Yeah, but you know what? Whenever they play Volver... Okay, that's going to be like $50 to get in, and then it'll probably be like $250 if you want to, they'll have like a gala afterwards, and maybe somebody famous would be there. So whatever the more prestigious films at a film festival are, usually is how much you pay.
You know what, then? I'll just wait until Volver comes into, regular movies.
Yeah, because that's going to get a wide release.
Exactly.
And that's actually, by the way, supposed to be a great film.
Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. The festival... All right. So that's Baba's Cars. Let's see Volver.
Although I'd say the odds of us seeing it are pretty small.
Really?
When the hell would we go to see any foreign films?
We've seen a couple, haven't we? Have we ever seen one in the theater?
Yeah, we have, but I don't know.
All right, well, let's see. Volver, for Spanish for To Return, deals with a painful history shared by a mother and a daughter.
Okay.
The movie was named Best Film of the Year by the International Federation of Film Critics and won two awards at the Cannes Film Festival.
I'm sorry, the what film festival?
Cannes.
Thank you.
Sorry.
The cane. Was Abel there? Please continue.
No, that bitch got slapped down. Okay, let's see.
What else you got?
David and Layla. With a sharp sense of humor and sensitivity, this romantic comedy... a rather graphic treatment of the vagaries of love presents the uncomfortable situation that occur when a Jew and a Muslim fall in love.
Oh, my God.
I still haven't found that sound.
What's the one you did get, though? Didn't you get something that was kind of like...
No.
Dragnet-y?
No. Oh, well. That.
I think that would have fit.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. It's not quite the same.
There's a woman at work who's Jewish. Her daughter, also being Jewish...
Right.
She is dating a Muslim, and it's a big deal for... Like, the whole family is, like, disowning her.
Well, go ahead. What else you got?
48 Shades. A coming-of-age story.
What is it with that sigh that you keep doing?
Coming of age. Story for from Australia, so that means it's in English.
Okay.
With wacky accents.
Okay, mate.
This film depicts a 16-year-old who spends a year living with his aunt and falls in love with her friend. Well, I hope the friend is young.
Mm-hmm.
Gold Digger Killer. This thriller by South Florida local filmmaker Jeff Carroll. What? Why are you laughing?
I'm sorry, but when a movie like this, when there's a... At the Fort Lauderdale Film Festival, if you get a movie by, like, a local,
yeah.
That means this is probably the only time it's going to be in a theater.
Oh, is that right?
I don't think I have anything to actually base that on, but it's just a yeah. Go ahead. Keep telling me about it.
Okay.
Maybe we'll go see it. We'll make this guy's life.
By South Florida local filmmaker Jeff Carroll, follows a young woman who seeks revenge on the player who did her wrong and all the other players around. Yeah, it's probably not going.
Oh, well. Yeah. I'm thinking this guy is hoping for a DVD deal.
Let me ask you something. Have you heard of Grey Matters?
No. Oh.
This stars Heather Graham, Tom Canavan.
Let me see.
Cavanin.
Where?
And Bridget Moynihan.
Kavanaugh.
Every day, I make myself look dumber and dumber.
I don't know what you want me to do.
Nothing, damn it. Well, mostly I want you to stop pointing it out. Maybe the audience won't even notice.
Okay.
Half the time.
All right, go ahead.
I'm just kidding, though. That's funny. All right, they star in this pleasant comedy about a brother and a sister who encounter a few problems when the brother meets his future wife. A Guide to Recognizing Your Saints.
That's the name of the movie?
Yes.
Okay, this sounds like it's fun.
Move over, Mean Streets. This gutsy coming-of-age drama.
you gotta stop that sighing with the coming-of-age.
Adapted from Dido Montrell's memoir of the mid-1980s Queens, New York, and directed by the author, tells a starkingly emotional tale of friendships and family problems. It's also notable for explicit cast, including Robert Downey Jr., who worked for Coke, Rosario Dawson, Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf, you know who that is?
No.
That's Lewis from Even Stevens.
Oh, he was also in that golf movie, no?
Yes. The greatest game.
Yes!
The greatest game ever played, and when it went into the theaters last year, the audience, They didn't show up. They forgot to be told.
Also,
to
he was
it.
In that movie, Constantine.
Yes,
as
he was.
The little friend.
As the wacky sidekick.
The wacky taxi-driving sidekick.
Yes.
All right. And Channing Tatum?
No idea.
Okay.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Local Color. This sweet movie tells the story of a teenage artist who befriends a local legend, a secretive Russian painter. The disgruntled older man gives painting and life lessons to his young charge.
Boring.
Trevor Morgan, Army, Merle Stahl, Ray Liotta, and Samantha Mathis.
Ray Liotta?
Samantha Mathis. That was funny.
Yeah, we both...
I know, we were both like...
Huh?
So have you not heard of this local caller?
No, I have not.
The Night of the White Pants.
Oh, no. This sounds like another coming-of-age story.
Please, continue.
Okay. Everybody loves a farce, and this comedy provides all the elements of a wild one as it follows a Dallas oil magnate, Tom Wilkinson, who goes on a bender with his daughter's punk rock boyfriend, Nick Stahl.
Oh, wow.
Selma Blair.
And Tom Wilkinson.
Selma Blair.
All right, I know all of these people. So far, so good.
All right, Shark Water.
Oh, this is a different movie. We're already moving on.
Yeah, well, that's been the theme.
Oh, okay.
That's been going.
Yeah, no, go right ahead.
This closing night documentary follows photographer and biologist Rob Stewart on a shark-filled trip around the world that includes several dangerous situations. Beautifully photographed and quite fascinating, the movie should look gorgeous on the big screen.
Boring.
The Shoe Fairy.
Oh, sounds like something for you, Jessica. Oh, Jessica's dream is coming true. Shoe Fairy.
A surreal fairy tale from Taiwan. This film looks at the recent marriage of a young shoe-obsessed woman and a kindly dentist.
Okay. Go ahead. What else you got?
Things That Hang from Trees. This sounds familiar, no?
Like moss or bats?
In this memorizing memoir, set in 1969 in St. Augustine, a strange 8-year-old suffers through the insult of bullies and inordinate attention paid to his sexy mother, Deborah Kara Unger. Do you know who that is?
Yes, I do. She was in The Game.
Yes!
Oh, she's the one who looks... And she played, actually, Gardner, right? Ava Gardner?
Yes!
In that Ray Liotta, Frank Sinatra movie?
Oh, that's right, the rap... How on earth do you remember that? How did you remember that?
I don't know.
That's pretty good, yes.
But yeah, in The Game, she was really good in that. What was she in before that? She was in... Get Carter. The one with Mel Gibson, where she was...
Payback? That's right,
oh,
yes.
What a good movie that was. Who directed that?
Payback...
That wasn't Tony Scott, was it?
No. Payback was directed by, I want to say Brian Hedgeland, who co-wrote, I think L.A. Confidential.
Oh, okay. But that was
beautiful.
I know that sounds funny, but the movie, I have something, you know, that's why I dig Scorsese movies, because, you know, I love it when the cinematography is so, like, you could tell the moods by the colors. Soderbergh's another one who does stuff like that, you know? Very mood enhancing by the tone and the colors and things like that. It's very...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Hedgeland had a serious problem with Mel Gibson, who ended up finishing that movie.
Is that right?
I believe so. I can't remember all these stories in my head all the time. But I'm pretty sure that's what the deal is with that movie.
There you go.
All
right. And
it's not confirmed whether Brian Hedgeland was Jewish or not. So maybe that was the problem.
There you go. All right, Zen and Zero.
Come on. You can do it.
This movie looks at the sport of surfing.
Radical. What is so funny about that? Is it like Point Break 2?
Shut up.
I know you like that movie.
I don't like that movie. I hate that movie.
You love Point
Break.
And
I hate the fact that it's always on like... ABC or whatever the hell, USA or whatever.
You wish that you could meet a sensitive former college quarterback who wants to learn to surf.
Okay.
Who's really an undercover FBI.
It comes from the unusual perspective of 5 Austrian surfers. That's Austrian, not Australian.
Well,
narrated, do they have waves in Austria? Isn't it like...
Isn't it landlocked? I don't want to say it is. I can find it on a map, but I don't instantly know. I don't have it pictured.
Like, I'm just thinking that, but yet another blonde moment.
Uh-huh.
All right. Narrated in police detective style, it features the expected gorgeous surfing footage coupled with few unexpected locations. All right.
Uh-huh.
That's boring.
That's everything? You mean, wait a minute, you mean they don't have The Life of Riley listed there?
No.
The movie starring Charles Nelson Reilly as he delivers his one-man show?
No, sir.
Which is all about his life, by the way. It's like he tells his life story.
Although I do want to get into a little something. This is phenomenal. And doesn't everybody wish they were in this area? Because. Coming.
Uh-huh.
To South Florida.
Okay.
Miami, to be exact.
Okay. What is this?
It's a return to the Miami dance scene of the 80s. Live.
Oh,
in concert.
God.
You have.
Right. Go ahead.
I don't know them. Exposé. With their three hits, Point of No Return. Come Go With Me. And Exposed to Love. Then you have Information Society. Pure energy.
I want to know what you're thinking.
Debbie Deb.
Who the hell is that?
Lookout Weekend.
Oh my god, Lookout Weekend, cause here I come.
Oh, how
and
funny.
This song really sucks.
Also noted as a separate song is When I Hear Music, which I thought was the same one. When I hear music, it makes me
feel.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was the same song. How funny.
Well, they probably bleed them together all the time.
Also, we've got Nocera.
Don't know her.
Summertime.
Don't know it.
Okay. Freestyle, The Party Has Just Begun, and Don't Stop the Rock.
Oh, I do know that song.
Nucleus, Jam It On. All right. Africa Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force.
I know who Africa Bambaataa is. He's actually in the Hip Hop Honors on VH1, where we saw that last year. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Is it? Do you know Planet Rock?
You know what? If you played it, I probably would know it.
Oh, okay. Also, Connie, Funky Little Beat. Did I say that? Company B, Fascinated, Full Circle, and Perfect Lover. Don't know that.
Jesus. Who are all these friggin' people? And they're all on one bill?
They're all on one bill. And
all,
I, haven't
yeah,
even,
you know why?
I haven't even told you the head of this lineup.
Wait, you mean it's not Exposé?
No, it's not Exposé. I said Exposé first to kind of get your tongue a little moist.
Yeah.
To get you start, you know, salivating there for me.
Yes, I'm salivating, but it has nothing to do with this.
And then.
Yes.
From the amazing group.
Uh-huh.
We got some hits called.
Oh, God.
I Wonder If I Take You Home.
What the hell is that?
Can You Feel the Beat? Lost in Emotion.
Shit.
Head to Toe. And All Cried Out.
Lost in Emotion.
Lisa.
Oh, Lisa. Is Colt Jam there as well?
No, it's Colt Jam Left. It's just Lisa.
they couldn't get off.
Them is MIA, because they're too busy.
Yeah, they couldn't get off work at McDonald's to show up.
You don't even have a job at
McDonald's. I know. I always love when people like myself, who have achieved, like, what have I achieved in life? Anything?
No.
But yet, I will rip the Colt Jam guys, because they had one or two hits in the 1980s, and now they don't have nothing. Really, all I do, I make me feel better about me by doing that.
All right, no more singing. We're not singing anymore.
Okay, so is that everybody?
That's everybody.
Let me see this. Oh
don't,
my god!
Don't hit the mic with it.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, even this whole list is horrible.
I know.
Nucleus.
So yeah,
no
Sarah. Anybody who wants to go to this, you can stay at our house.
Original member of the performance group Lime. Whatever. Get out of here with this.
Who is Lime?
Who's Lime? You know who's going to see this? This is going to be one of those concerts that they give away tickets to on the radio station. And then when the people get them, they're like, oh, I don't really want to go to this. And then they give them, like, the people at work, like you.
I would go.
Exactly. That's why I say they would give it to someone
I'm
like
I'm telling
yourself.
You, Brad, if you want to go, get your ticket down. You don't have to pay for a hotel. We'll put you up.
Uh-huh.
Dan will actually, since he's got nothing to do all week,
right?
He'll show you around sunny FLA.
Oh yeah, I can
maybe
be
take you to a couple nude beaches on South Beach.
say. Okay, are you done now?
Yeah, I think, 25 minutes of my segment is make up enough what? For the segment I had nothing.
Well, you know, it's so funny. Yesterday we had such a weird-ass show, and it went way too long.
Yeah, we have to explain what happened.
No, we don't.
We don't?
We don't have to explain anything. People were listening, and they heard. And okay. If you didn't hear, we were talking to some guy who was a wrestler, and he had a very large penis, which he showed me. And that's pretty much all there is to it.
Yeah.
So, however, I didn't get to talk about a lot of the things that I wanted to talk about. Today, I am full of allergies.
Oh my gosh.
I am full of them, among other things.
All day long. But you know what? All right. We've got so many things to talk about.
Yeah.
What are we going to start? We should start with our day yesterday, no?
We need to start with Friday night.
Friday night
to yesterday when we got home at 4 p.m.
Just to, you know, I want to put this out here.
Yes.
I am the type of girl who will try anything, and I know it's going to be anal and all that stuff's going to be thrown out. But really, if there's something that needs to be done, I'll do it.
Uh-huh.
So this fellow I work with comes to me and says, listen, I've got this invention, and you can check this invention out at www.hacklight.com.
Oh, you know what? In fact, I will put that in the room. You spelled it normal, right?
Yeah, but you put hit light.
Let's see, because that's what I want to do to this guy.
So he says to me, Jessica... And he's a nice guy. He says, Jessica, I know Dan's not working right now.
Uh-huh.
I invented this hat light thing. It sells on QVC, and it blows through, like, thousands in the first couple minutes at $19.99.
$19.99 for a hat with a light on it, like a headlight, like a miner's cap.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's good to have, like, in your car, if you've got to work on the car at night, like, say something happens. You know, it's like a hands-free flashlight is what it is. We used it during the hurricane last year when we didn't have electricity. It was very useful. Things like that, right?
Uh-huh.
So he says, listen, they blow through it on QVC. Why don't you get the 1,000 hat lights that I have a couple hours away, and then go to one of the flea markets around here and sell it. You know, you could sell it, instead of the $19.99 that it normally costs, you could sell it for $8 for one or two for 12. A lot of them are Halloween ones. Halloween's coming up. You go trick-or-treating. It's a good thing to trick-or-treat with.
Uh-huh.
Right?
And you said...
And I said...
Brilliant!
I don't know if I said brilliant. I knew it was going to be a lot of hard work and a pain in the ass, but it would be worth it because... we were looking at a possible couple $1,000 for this effort, because that's what he was going to give us. He was going to give us 30% of the profits. So this, of course, leads us to having to go get them. They're 2.5 hours away.
About two hours, but Jessica, I have to tell you, anytime there's a car trip that's longer than 30 minutes with you, it's like, you know, I might as well be taking my daughter, because there's bathroom breaks, and I'm hungry, and let's stop off. There's like 4 stops in a 2-hour trip. I don't understand this fully.
That's not true.
No.
We didn't stop once on the way back.
On the way back, yes. We did not stop once. Why? I was driving. Also, a part of the time, you were sleeping.
So, anyway.
Yes.
We have to go up. So... Now, I don't know why we didn't think of this, but that asshole has a van. There's no reason that we had to rent one. We could have just borrowed his.
Why didn't he say, you know, you could borrow my van?
You know what's messed up? But one of the girls at work that has a minivan said that I could have borrowed hers. But I'd already made
it. Yeah, but that's a minivan. That wouldn't have fit all of those stupid hats. There was a lot of hats that we had. We had 1,300 hats. And orange,
khaki,
black. Olive, one
camouflage.
Oh my god, I love the camouflage one.
Yeah.
Because what's more subtle? Okay, I'm going to put on my camouflage hat to stay hidden. Oh, but wait, let me turn on my light.
That's awesome. I think it's more for style. Anyway, so we go up to get the damn. First of all, we rent the truck, the van. We go up to get it. It's like midnight before we get home. It's actually like 12:30 when we get home. Now, of course, I can get into detail about how crappy the ride was and how wacky the partner that we picked it up from was, but I won't. So we get home, it's like 12:30. We have to wake up by 5:30 to be at the flea market by 6 o'clock. So we get no sleep. We get up, we go. We set up, we're there, 6 o'clock. We've got a man right across from us, like, looking at us, literally called the junk man. I mean, people bring everything they have.
Yeah.
Shoes, clothes, bathroom accessories.
Whatever.
Anything,
whatever.
And
old,
everything.
Old used lingerie.
Oh my gosh. This was like urban garage sale.
See, but no, that's how the swap shop is. Okay, this place claims to be the world's biggest flea market. I don't know if it is. And it also claims to have the world's largest drive-in theater. It also has a free circus. There's a lot of nonsense going on with this thing. So, it's quite the place, and it's got a lot of characters running around.
So we set up, it's dark, so it's actually working better for us. People are looking and stuff. You know, mostly the people that are setting up alongside us.
Right, at 6 a.m., we could turn the light on our hats that we're wearing. Yes, and you could see, oh, look, it's a light. It's in a hat. All right.
There you go. So then, you know, the people around us are selling their crap like hotcakes. All right? Did you notice that the junk man went through, like, everything that he had out?
The junk man, yeah, the junk man's doing pretty good for himself.
I know.
He had a van full of crap, and when he left, he had an empty van.
Yes.
He had no crap.
He had no crap. And I'm telling you, this guy probably robs Goodwill the little things that you put, you know, your clothes in Goodwill.
Yes.
He probably just robs those. And then just sells that shit.
Yes. And he is the guy who had a giant painting of Jesus.
Staring at us.
That was staring at us the entire time.
Until we noticed it was gone.
Yeah, at some point, though, Jesus, he had descended. Ascended.
Would you like to know how many hats we sold?
Okay, that's a fantastic question.
Before this even happened, I assumed, my assumption was if you would have asked me, I didn't even think about it,
right.
Honestly.
Right.
But if you would have asked me, what do you think a bad day will be? How many hats do you think you might sell, like, if it's a bad day for you? I probably would have said, out of 1,300, a couple hundred.
Yes.
All right, we'll only sell a couple hundred.
Yes.
That'll be like $100 profit type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
We sold...
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The amount of hats that we sold in Swap Shop on Saturday...
Four hats.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, you're right. Four freaking hats.
Four hats.
Four.
The truck cost us $230.
Yes.
We had to fill it up with gas, which was $48. To get into the swap shop to sell our crap was $20. We put in 13 hours of our time, Friday night and then Saturday during the day. 12 o'clock rolls around, I call the guy up, and I say, the guy, I've sold four effing hats. Two people bought hats from us.
Okay, who was one of the guys who bought some of the hats?
The junk man from across the way.
Yes, the junk man bought two hats from us, which was fantastic.
Yes.
Because at that point, we had doubled our sales total. Very important.
Right?
Yeah.
So, okay, I call up the guy, and I say, the guy, listen, we've sold... We've sold four effing hats.
Four hats.
He says, oh my God, you are kidding me. I say, no.
He says,
oh my God.
Like, what the hell's wrong with these people? And I tell him, listen, these are dollar and quarter people.
Yes.
You know? And I told, actually, I had a great point. If we were selling those goddamn hats for a dollar, we probably only would have sold about 30.
I don't know. I wonder. Maybe 30. Maybe more. True.
But certainly not much more.
See, here was the problem. No one's going to the swap shop, to a flea market, to spend $8 on a hat with a light in it.
You're right.
People are going there to buy things for $1 to $5.
Yep.
And you have two kinds of people there. You have poor people looking for things that they need, and then you have also
cheap people looking for deals. No one is interested in buying some weird hat.
Yeah, so then I say, the guy, what do you want me to do? I want to effing leave, personally.
Yeah.
And he says, well, go around to the vendors. See if there's some hat vendors that'll take them off you.
You know, when you told me this, when you came back to me and you said, yeah, we're going to go around to some vendors and see if they'll buy the hats, I was like, I said, are you kidding? I didn't really react as I was thinking. I was like, okay, but in my mind, it was like, what? No one's buying these off of you. Are you nuts?
It was funny, too, because, like, I didn't know how else to say it. Like, a couple of the vendors, I was like, listen, we're just not doing it right, because obviously we're there. We're selling these hats alongside them.
Yes.
And nobody's effing buying them.
Yeah. No one's buying these hats from me, two spaces down from you. But maybe because your setup is so much more wonderful, you'd like to buy 1,300 hats with a light in them. And sell them.
Cash, please.
So stupid.
So nobody bought them.
Yeah, so no. Shockingly, that did not work.
So then I call the guy, and I tell him I'm leaving right now, just so you know.
All right.
And he says, okay, can you bring them back to my house, like, 40 miles away from you? And I was like, are you kidding me? I have to pay by the goddamn mile on this truck. Oh, I'll pay you the difference, Baba. So.
Yeah, the difference my ass.
I know, right? So not only did we waste our time.
Right.
But we wasted our money.
Yes, so are we going to end up on a loss?
I don't know. I'll talk to him. Remember, we're going.
We know where he lives.
Yeah.
We have the power of the airwaves behind us.
I know.
Which does that really mean anything?
No.
But it's a nice thought.
Yeah. So, also, on top of the fact that we had a bad day, I did take about 10 of the hats. So, if anybody wants me to send them one, please let me know. And
all right.
And I'll send one just so that you can also commemorate. Maybe I'll stitch in Radio Dan Show. Underneath the light.
TalkRadioX.com, like in the back over the
over the
adjustment
thing.
Part.
Yeah.
Right there. Psh, there you go. So we stole a few hats. We have one. And in fact, you have. Now, when he gave us all of these hats, these boxes of hats, the guy in Vero Beach, he also gave some samples for you to give to the guy to say, hey, look, this is the next kind of hat we're selling, which is a white hat with a light in it. And this has American patriotic phrases on it.
Yeah, like
God bless America.
And USA. Yes. And it's for, I guess, the 4th of July or whatnot. But, that I didn't have on purpose. It fell out in the front of the truck. We had it just in, like, a Publix bag or a shopping bag. And I noticed it was behind the seat.
Oh,
so
okay.
I grabbed it.
So now we have an extra one.
Yes.
But, you know, maybe I should start wearing them on the show. Maybe it'll be, like, good luck hats.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So that was our day. It was the worst day ever yesterday. We got home, it was like 3:30, and I was spent. I really wanted to go dancing Friday night, too, so bad. You have no idea.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Of course, this was not my harebrained scheme. This was not my Jackie Gleason idea.
That's the thing. Like, I am very much like that. Like, when Dan's brother used to stay with us, he would have wacky things like this all the time. I mean, not necessarily the same thing, but he'd always have some wacky idea, and I'd be let's do it.
Yes, he would have
great.
A crazy idea to make money, and we would go do it. Yes. Keep in mind, we are also people who went ahead and took the wrench and went to High Line, which is a lot like taking the wrench and going to the track.
Yeah, we were like $100 short.
Yes.
And in our minds, $100 short, $300 short, we're short. So
what's the difference? So let's gamble it. Maybe we'll get it back.
I think what happened was we ended up being at a loss, and then we made it back up.
Oh, like, was that right?
I think we left with the same amount we came.
Yes,
we
did. Did we make the wrench?
No, we didn't.
No, we did not.
Let's do it, you know? I'm like, if you got an idea, I'll do it. Because you know why? Mm. I'm a tough chick. I put forth the effort.
All right.
Yeah, well, like,
right now are preparing bridges to sell you, Jessica.
I know, right?
Tough chick, but, okay.
So it was pretty, it gave us a good story.
Yeah, that's...
Ooh, sorry.
Please, don't knock things on the microphone. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
And then I had to get berated by a stupid, you know, wannabe wrestler.
Oh, on the air?
My favorite position is.
And showing you his gigantic penis.
Which I'm sure is not real.
Listen to you.
And if it is? That's what I say.
No, no, you could not use scissors. You'd need...
a chainsaw?
You'd need like a chainsaw or a hacksaw or something. You'd need a lot of help. Anyway, now, trying to make up for things, we decided to have a good Sunday.
Yes.
So we woke up and we got breakfast. That was food.
Oh, we went to... I don't know if anybody's heard of this, but there is a like a little bagel place, and it's called Einstein's. It's a big chain down here. I don't know about anywhere else.
It's a national chain.
Is it national?
Yeah, Einstein Bagel Brothers.
Oh, and it's so good. They have right now pumpkin bagels with pumpkin cream cheese, and that's what I was looking forward to. So much. I couldn't wait to get there to get a pumpkin bagel with pumpkin schmear.
And did you get it?
No.
No. I get there. Every time I go there and I'm craving something, like they make this really good chili, and I usually get a good bagel to dip in it, they don't have the chili.
All right. So, that was mildly disappointing. And then we decided to go to the movies.
Yes, we went to the movies. We went to the dollar movies because we're broke.
Right. We went to the cheapest theater, and Jessica, I said, we will see anything that you want to see.
And we had not seen The Black Dahlia yet.
Yes.
So, and I was like, awesome, it's there, let's go see it. Even though
we
had heard that it got bad reviews.
Right, but we went ahead and took the risk, and...
Karma is very evil to us.
I would like to ask you a question. How many seconds into The Black Dahlia did you know that it was awful?
Like, I don't know, the first 5 minutes I thought, I wonder if Dan and I should just, like, gab through this movie. Because it's so bad. There was something about it was the lack of chemistry between any of the characters, the miscasting of the character, it was just all really bad.
It was a complete, easily the worst movie I've seen in the theater this year.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me to remember the last time I saw a movie in a theater as worse,
as bad as
The Black Dahlia. It was awful.
Well, I tell you, did we see Blow in the theater?
Oh, did we see, yes, Blow.
So Blow is in there.
Blow is on my list for all-time worst experiences.
Also, we saw Eye of the Beholder.
Yes.
Correct? And that's when we were like, are you kidding me?
Yes.
And so, The Black Dahlia is going to be on that little short list that we have of bad movies.
Yes, absolutely horrible.
Mission
Impossible
2.
Nothing seems real. And
that was another one.
Oh, yes, yes. It was a really bad movie, Mission Impossible 2. That's true.
But yeah, no, Black Dahlia, and then finally Dan says to me about a half hour into it, this movie is horrible. And I was like, oh my gosh, it is so bad. And then it was, you know, hands off from then. We were laughing and yakking softly. I would hate to ruin a movie experience for others around me.
No, that's true. Exactly. Although, wait a minute. You say that, but as I recall, in Mission Impossible 2,
yeah,
you took it upon yourself to add a running commentary that was loud.
With my sister,
yes.
With Rebecca.
Yes.
Rebecca the workaholic.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Do you feel shame for that?
I did, because
no,
the guy we were
okay.
with was
okay.
really gave us a lashing afterwards.
That's true. Well, you know what? That was a guy, didn't he work at the theater, or his brother worked at the theater, and he had gotten us in for free.
Oh, yeah, it was free.
So this guy gave us a free movie, you didn't like it, and then was extremely vocal about it.
Sorry.
Wow.
I do feel bad about that situation. It was the first and last time I've ever been loud. You know who's allowed to talk during the movies, which is surprising because he loves him so much, is Eric Delgado.
Oh, my God. Ugh.
God, he talks so much.
Yes, my brother, Eric.
Movie lover.
Movie lover, degenerate gambler, all-around weasel.
The one we gave in
fake,
charge.
Fake interviewer. Fake interviewee for the Radio Dan show. Yes, he wears a lot of hats around here, and...
none of which are hat lights.
None of them have lights in them. That's true. So anyway, Black Dahlia or Eye of the Beholder, what's worse?
I think Eye of the Beholder was worse.
Yeah, Eye of the Beholder may be the worst movie we've ever seen in a theater. Although, okay, just to throw some things out there, I saw the movie Leprechaun in a theater. I want everyone to know that.
Well, I tell you what.
Although I went in there knowing it was going to be bad. I went there so I could make fun of it, which I did.
Let me ask you a question about The Black Dahlia.
Oh, please don't, but go ahead.
I've gotten on people's cases, not all right, I get on movies' cases when they end too many times.
Okay.
Like Minority Report. Remember, I did not watch any trailers for Minority Report because I wanted it to be fresh.
Right.
How many times did it end? Like twice, right?
Three times.
Three times. This movie ended, The Black Dahlia, ended probably like 17 times.
You think? No.
Holy crap, it was ending left and right.
No, they had not resolved anything.
It doesn't matter.
Just because they fade to black doesn't mean it's an ending.
I'm not talking about fading to black. I'm talking about there being like, listen, it had an open-ended ending like 17 times.
Ah, blah, 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 blah. Bad script, bad acting, bad casting, bad direction.
Scarlett
Johansson.
Bad everything. Worst performance by Scarlett Johansson ever.
Oh, yeah. Scarlett Johansson looked like she was lost in that film.
She looked so lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, were they trying to tie her into this somehow? It seemed like they were.
To everything that was going on?
Yes.
Well, only she was tied in somehow.
Not to the actual...
No, but to other things, yes. Maybe thrown in as a red herring on some things, I guess.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I thought. I was like, they're going to try to make her seem like this red herring. And if she... I don't think she is at all.
Uh-huh.
I don't think she has anything to do with this. And if they're trying to make me believe that she is, it's
uh-huh.
not working.
Uh-huh.
Although I can kind of see it.
Uh-huh.
I can see where they're trying to make it happen, but it's not.
Okay.
And then it ended up not anyway, so...
Okay.
I was right. This movie sucks.
Now, here's the thing. Yes, yeah, but you chose it, by the way. And it's always good, though, to sit and dissect a movie that came out, like, over a month ago that no one saw it anyway. I don't know why.
I know, obviously, it was in the Dollar Theater already.
Yes.
I was surprised by that.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, and we saw that instead of Last Kiss, which I would have rather saw, even though I keep dissing on that movie.
Ah, okay. You know, actually, I was thinking about seeing Flyboys.
Yeah, but...
There was a guy in front of us who was bringing about five retarded children who were all yelling and screaming into
that.
And I certainly would not want to make fun of this.
No.
But as far as going to see a movie, it probably wouldn't be a great experience.
No. And they were very cute, you know, but they were loud, you know. So that was the only thing, you know. You know, my mom used to be a home health aide for mentally handicapped kids and adults. And sometimes she would bring me along and I would, you know... Which probably wasn't wise,
uh-huh.
you know, but I think what it did, it took a lot of the weight off of her because, like, I would play with them.
Okay.
So, sometimes she would bring me when I was pissy. You know, I remember one time.
When you're
Yeah, like, I remember one time I went with her, and it was this man, and he was real fun, and he got along with me real well, and it was real easy for my mom. But that night, I ended up spending the night at a friend's house, the girl I met back on MySpace, Kelly.
Oh, yes.
And my mom picked me up real early from her house the next day so that she can go with me, so I could go with her and do it again. And I was so mad at her for that. I ended up sleeping the entire time. It's one of those sad memories I have where I could have helped her with something and I was all jerky kid.
Way to go.
Isn't that sad?
It's very sad. I'm sorry to hear that story.
That's okay.
Okay. Speaking of stories, I've got one for you.
Do you?
I've got one that's worse.
Is it a dance story?
No, it's not about me. I've got one that's worse than that.
Oh.
Worse behavior.
Oh, okay.
Here he goes. Here's a, actually, I want to say this for a couple. This happened a few days ago. Youth coach sentenced to prison in autistic player's beaning.
This sounds horrible.
Yes, which is why I was very happy to
hear about his...
To hear about his sentencing, but now I could segue from the retarded children story into this one. This is in Uniontown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, near Ray.
Well, it's in his state. I don't know if it's near him or not. A youth baseball coach accused of offering an 8-year-old money to bean an autistic teammate so he couldn't play was sentenced Thursday to 1 to 6 years in prison. Fayette County Judge Ralph Warman sentenced 29-year-old Mark R. Downs Jr. of Dunbar, Pennsylvania, to consecutive 6 to 36 month sentences for corruption of minors and criminal solicitation to commit simple assault.
Wow.
This guy was convicted in September. Warman revoked Downs's bond, his bail bond, and sent him to prison. Downs didn't speak at all during the sentencing, but told reporters, "I didn't do nothing," as he was let out of the courtroom. His attorney and weasel, Thomas Schaefer, said Downs was upset and looked forward to appealing the verdict. Ah, I look forward to that. I'm always looking forward to appealing the verdict. By the way, Jessica is sitting here and she's eating a king-size whatchamacallit.
Yeah, whatchamacallit is so good. We'll get into that after this. Because I have to talk about the whatchamacallit.
Let's see. Downs was ordered Thursday to undergo a mental health evaluation and barred from coaching, yeah, no kidding, any youth league sport while on parole. How about he's barred doing that forever? What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Authorities said Downs offered to pay one of his players $25 to hit Harry Bowers, a mildly autistic teammate, with a ball while warming up before a June 2005 playoff game. Prosecutors said Downs wanted the 9-year-old out of the game because the boy didn't play as well as his teammates. Player Keith Reese Jr. said he purposely threw a ball that hit Bowers in the groin. Ugh. And another that hit him in the ear.
Wow.
On Downs' instructions, Downs denied offering to pay Reese to hurt Bowers. These acts are extremely outrageous and extremely reprehensible since the defendant was involved in coaching of a youth league. The mother, Jennifer Bowers, said Thursday that her son was hit. She has struggled to get him to try new activities. There's a shock.
That's so sad.
Right? She said the boy fears that he's going to get hurt again. Downs was acquitted on the more serious charge of criminal solicitation to commit aggravated assault. Jurors deadlocked on a charge of reckless endangerment. The judge declared a mistrial on the endangerment charge, and prosecutors said they will not retry him for that. There you go.
Wow. What a bastard.
How do you like that?
That's so horrible.
That's pretty lousy.
Would you like me to get you something to drink?
No, no.
Something to cool the...
No. We only have 8 hot minutes left here, so we're
flying through.
We are flying through with all our bitching tonight.
Yeah,
it's like a bitch fest.
Sorry, guys.
You know.
Sorry to put you through that, but our day yesterday was so bad, we had to air it. Oh. We had to air it, and I totally posted it on my blog.
Fantastic. All right, here's another one, okay?
Hurry, because we have to do lightning round.
Oh, okay. Also on the list of weasels. Do you know who Steve Lyons is?
Is he any sort of Lionsgate film person?
No.
Who is he?
Steve Lyons was a former baseball player who was a television broadcaster for Fox. He does baseball.
Okay.
He's done it for the last 10 years. Here's the headline for you. Lyons fired for insensitive comment. Fox fired.
I like why you were fired.
For insensitive comment? Just because I told. Never mind. Fox fired veteran baseball analyst Steve Lyons Friday in the wake of more controversial comments. His name is Steve Lyons. They call him Psycho Steve.
Wow.
That's right.
Sounds like this was a long time coming.
Yes. The network didn't announce. No. Well, yeah. The network didn't announce the move during its coverage of yesterday's ALCS game four, but instead simply welcoming Angels radio announcer Jose Mota as the new third broadcaster, along Tom Brenneman and Lou Piniella. Officially, Fox released this statement. Steve Lyons has been relieved of his Fox Sports duties for making comments on the air that the company found inappropriate.
Oh, okay.
Now, he's broadcasting with Lou Piniella, who happens to be of Hispanic descent. You know who Lou Piniella is? He was a manager and a player.
That sounds familiar. Was he Met or no?
No, I don't think so, but he's been associated. He was with the Yankees, actually.
Oh.
And with the Reds.
The Russians?
Yeah, he was with the Russians. He was with the Estonians. Yes, in the second inning of the game, Piniella discussed the slim possibility of a light-hitting A shortstop, Marco Scudero, duplicating his strong production. Piniella compared it to finding a wallet on Friday and hoping it happened again later in the week. Right? So that's one thing. Now,
okay.
This is not Steve Lyons saying it. This is Piniella saying it. Now, later, Piniella says that A's slugger Frank Thomas needed to get En Fuego. I love how it puts this in the article. Spanish for on fire. Because he was currently frío, or cold, okay? Now,
does it say that?
Yes, it does. Now, Lyons bumps in and says that Pinello was hablaing Espanol. He said it, like, incorrectly on purpose. And then added, I still can't find my wallet. Lyons added, I don't understand him, and I don't want to sit too close to him now.
Oh, God.
Oh, Steve, you're a riot. Those attempts at humor lit up the switchboard, according to an unnamed source. Now, here's what's beautiful, is that this is not the first time he's had an incident over some comments he made. Now, back in 2004, he was talking about Sean Green's decision to not play
Yom Kippur.
On Yom Kippur. Now, Lyons questioned his commitment to Judaism, saying, well, you know, he never had a bar mitzvah, which is unfortunate, because then he didn't get the money. So he got suspended back then. And here's what's beautiful, is like, they went ahead and they let him finish the broadcast, and then they sign off. Okay, great show, great game, everybody. Let's go home. And you know, he's walking out. Great game, Steve. By the way, you're fired. Don't worry, you're off today.
That's really funny.
You know what else is really funny is that I think the creep is saying something to me in Estonian. Look at that. I think I'm being.
Wow.
I think that in the chat room I am being bitched out.
What? We can only hope.
Okay, hit me.
Speaking of bitched out, let's bring the bitch out of you in our lightning round.
Oh, lightning round. I don't have, like, a lightning round intro thing.
Good job, Dan.
Wait. I've got lightning round intro music for you. You ready?
All right. Are you ready for the lightning round? Turn it off.
You think I'm
a blocker off the wagon or a fender? All right, ready?
Okay.
Complete the name of these animated characters. For example, if I say Bugs, you say?
Bunny.
Let's start.
Okay, remember to let me know if I'm right or wrong on these.
Okay,
hit me.
Mickey.
Mouse.
Right. Speedy.
Gonzalez.
Right. Rocket J.
Squirrel.
Right. Bullwinkle.
J. Moose.
Right. Boris.
Bad enough.
Right. Donald.
Duck.
Right. Tennessee.
Tuxedo.
Right. Yosemite.
Park.
No.
Sam.
Yes. Elmer.
Fudd.
Yes.
These are not hard.
Porky.
Pack? I'm sorry, I meant pig. It was the tongue, it slipped a little. Apologies.
You are a bastard. That was way too... I'm sorry, can we do one more? That was too easy.
Well, that's fine. It only took about 4 seconds to go through that.
Okay. All right, in this lightning round...
Yes, please,
name
come
the
on.
Product that used the following pop songs in their advertisements. For
example,
if I say tonight, 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 you say... Michelob, yes.
I knew it was a beer. I couldn't think of what it was.
All right, let's start.
Okay. This will be hard. I don't know these.
All right. I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Coke.
Yes. I heard it through the grapevine.
California Raisins.
Yes. Good Vibrations.
Sunkist.
Yes. Anticipation.
Xlox.
No.
Oh. It's something like that, though. No, is it? No. Something medical?
No.
I don't know.
I can see clearly now.
Okay, I've got a minute 30 left in the show, by the way. I can see clearly now. I don't know.
No. Doctor.
Dr. Pepper?
Yes. Mac the Knife.
McDonald's.
Yes. For the first time I ever saw your face.
Kodak?
No.
Nike.
Yes. After Midnight.
I don't know. Nudie Club?
No.
1 minute left in the show. Go ahead.
So you missed Anticipation was Heinz Ketchup.
Ugh.
I Can See Clearly Now was Windex. The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face was Oil of Olay.
Oh, I remember these commercials now.
And After Midnight was Michelob.
Oh, they could suck a nut. Okay, We got 30 seconds left in the show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight.
Thank you.
We didn't even get to the box office report. We'll be doing that tomorrow. We'll be back here tomorrow night at this exact same time, 9 p.m. check us out. 23 hours till the next Radio Dan Show. Be here tomorrow at 8 for the live test show, and then for me at 9. And thanks to everybody out there. TalkRadioX.com, and we love you long time. Say goodnight, Jess.
Good night, Jess.
Log on to Mystery Play Internet Radio for the live show, Mystery Play Live, every Saturday, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time Zone.